WINX St. Michael's.
We're not ready to go yet. Is there any way you can send this thing into overtime?
Yeah. No problem.
I don't know what he was looking at, but we're going into overtime.
Sets the Bulldogs up nicely. First and 10 after the Eisenhart not dead. First down at the 32. Cody Pepper going on the far side of the field. And caught it. Cameron Brown, he has it. Cameron Brown can't fill him, and Brown got himself a 69-yard touchdown reception, and the Bulldogs go up 13-0.
Once again, the one-on-one coverage comes back to bite the Buccaneers. It was thrown perfectly to the outside. They get the touchdown.
Mark Potter and the coach Dale Beecraft to the call right here, 94.3 Winks FM at sfmsports.net. Our overtime live Friday Night Lights game of the week. North Carolina still unblemished at 9-0. They defeat the Kent Island Buccaneers 35-14. And Kent Island all of a sudden losers of two of their last three, although certainly to some very good teams. But they're going to be fighting for their playoff of life next week in the War on the Shore against Queen Anne's. And that game will be not in Stevensville, but in Centerville. Welcome in. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus East Hidden Suites. Mike Bradley coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios. And let's get a look at your Brent Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Brent Moy Therapy Associates, providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. And we've got pretty much most of the games in the bag tonight, although there's one that we have not gotten a score from, and then there's a game tomorrow in Salisbury. All right, as we just mentioned, North Carolina 35-14 winners, and next week, North Carolina, they take on Colonel Richardson, and at this point, North Carolina just looking to hold on to that number one spot, as Hartford Tech has had an unbelievable year in the 2A East as well, and so North Carolina needing to hold on to that spot and not need any help, but to take care of business themselves, and they could do that next week with a win. Queen Anne's, they're winners tonight over Parkside, as this game was back and forth for about 2.5 quarters before Queen Anne's was finally able to pull away by a final score of 33-24. So in this one, Queen Anne's, they keep their 2A East playoff hopes alive. This was a must win for both teams, as both teams needed to win out in order to give themselves a chance to make the playoffs. And at this point, Queen Anne's has given themselves that opportunity. As I just mentioned, they'll host Kent Island next week in the War on the Shore. And of course, we'll have the game right here at 94.3 Winks FM and sfmsports.net. Kickoff will be at 7:00 and pregame at 6:45 for Parkside. They fall to 5-4. And of course, they've got one game left as well to end their season. But a team that had a lot on the line tonight, a lot of lofty expectations for them unmet. But I certainly think when you take a look at what they've been able to do, you know, this year, they've been able to do a lot of good things. But at the end of the day, again, there is that divide between the North and South. And Queen Anne's, in a rebuilding year with a freshman quarterback for the most part, at 7-2. It's still not the same Queen Anne's team that we're used to, because in years past, Queen Anne's would have rolled in this game no matter how good Parkside was. But today, I mean, you give credit certainly to the Rams, but this is a Queen Anne's team that it's scary that, yeah, they're allowing some teams that are still in the game. But, you know, in this one, I'm sorry, I just got distracted with the phone call here. Anyway, Queen Anne's, they get it done 33-24, the final in this one. But, you know, in years past, Queen Anne's would roll. Here, Queen Anne's is in a lot more games, in tighter games with opponents. But again, Parkside's no slouch by any stretch of the imagination. But Queen Anne's the winner, 33-24. So Queen Anne's at 7-2. Parkside, they dropped to 5-4. How about Easton getting it done over Wicomico, 22-12? Easton struggled on offense, but they're able to get the win tonight as they improve to 3-6 on the season, and Wicomico drops to 4-5. And I tell you what, this Easton team, which suffered some big injuries early in the year, highlighted by quarterback Mason Ledford going down, they have done nothing but fought and scrapped and scraped and done everything they can to stay in games. And that 3-6 record, I tell you what, on the outside looking in, if nobody knew, they'd say, well, that's kind of a lousy record. Let me tell you, that Easton team has given it all and then some this year, and I give them a lot of credit, head coach Matt Griffith and the Warriors a lot of credit for the job that they've done. Wicomico, who still has done better than what they did last year in terms of their record. I really thought they'd come in and get the win, and I thought they'd have a chance to finish out the season with a couple of wins, as they've really emphasized defense this year. And all in all, not a bad outing for their defense, but obviously offensively unable to score more than just a couple times in the game. I expected Wicomico to pull that one out, even though it was on the road, but kudos to Easton. Colonel Richardson, they're victorious over Washington, 43-6. And folks, going back to that homecoming game against Kent County, and we'll get out to the phone lines here in just a second, going back to that Kent County game that they had on the Saturday on homecoming, where they got out to a fast lead and never looked back. Colonel Richardson has seized the opportunities in front of them, and they've won three straight now. They improved to 6-3, and barring something crazy, as far as I know, they ought to be in the playoffs. Now, they've got North Carolina next week, but even with a loss there, they ought to be in the 1A East, taking a look that they came in with 37 points, trailing Perryville by 4. Cambridge was in the fourth spot right below them with 32. And Cambridge, they get the win tonight, and we'll get to that in just a second. But with Bo Manor, I guess we have to kind of pay attention to them and see what happens tonight with them. I guess they're the wild card here, but seems to me that Colonel has a good shot of getting in if they're not already in with that win tonight over Washington, although we know they don't get a lot of bonus points in that one, that's for sure. But Cambridge, they win tonight over Snow Hill. They get it done. They improved to 5-4, 64-28 the final of that one. So they continue to keep their 1A East hope, 1A East playoff hopes alive as well, as they take care of business at home. And then Kent County Hammond, we do not have an update on that one as a non-conference affair for the Trojans. All right, let's go out to line one. All right, no line one. And we just lost line two. Okay, so well, whoever was calling in, we'll have to get that back. But that's your update. So that's where we stand. And so some interesting games coming up in week 10 with a lot on the line, no doubt about it. As Cambridge and Easton, that ought to be a really good game. And could it be that possibly if Easton were to win, that would keep Cambridge out of the playoffs? We'll have to see how things shake out. But that would certainly be something that Easton would love to finish their season on, with a two-game winning streak and having lost to, or excuse me, having defeated their arch rival. So that's a big game next week. Of course, as we know, the Kent Island Queen Anne's game is a big game as well. All right, let's go out to the phones. Oh, I just had a call. Okay, all right. Well, I guess we're striking out here with the phone calls. Let's try one more time. All right, Overtime Live, who's this?
Hey, it's Hugh Gibson. How you doing?
Coach, good evening to you, sir. Thanks so much for checking in tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I just wanted to call and thank what everybody's done for my family. It means a lot to us. We're very blessed and very very humbled by the outreach of everybody.
Well, absolutely, Coach, and this is unexpected. I really appreciate you checking in, and Coach, I tell you what, we've certainly you know, been thinking about you and your family quite a bit, and I tell you what, you know, these opportunities are the time to come together as family, and certainly that's something that we're more than happy to do. We wish it was for a much better, a much different situation, I should say, and we certainly send our thoughts and prayers out to you guys, and of course, you know, anything we could do from here on out as well, we certainly. We're certainly here for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And what you guys did last week, that North Carolina game was incredible. And we'll never forget it. We're still talking about it as a family. And Tracy's five brothers and sisters were just amazed at the outreach and support. And I was up at the Laurel Del Mar game with my son, and they did a little something for her. So it's just been really special here on the Eastern Shore. And I'm very appreciative and very thankful, and I know my family is. And I'm going to go ahead and get off this mic, and you guys, good luck with everything you do. I really appreciate it.
Well,
and
Coach,
we'll see you soon.
Coach, yeah. I appreciate that very much, and I know tomorrow is going to be a very emotional day in Salisbury with Jay and Bennett, Stephen Decatur, and I know they'll be thinking about you, and certainly I know that you've got some former teams coming back, and one of the team members was lost in the line of duty in Afghanistan. Going to be a very emotional day in Salisbury tomorrow, no doubt about it, but I think think for your kids, what an experience, though, to learn that there's so much more to life than the football game, but that there's so much that you can learn as a football family, that's for sure.
And that's what it's all about. You know, we as coaches sometimes lose that. We want to put so much emphasis on winning, but we're teaching these kids the right way to do things, and that's the main thing that we need to get across to them. And, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a special day in Salisbury, but this whole season and year has just been incredible. And I know she's up there looking down with a big old smile and appreciating everybody he's done for our family. And again, Mike, thank you. Thank you to Mark and the whole Eastern Shore football community.
Absolutely.
Right, thank you. And
Coach,
have a good night.
You too, Coach. Thanks so much for checking in. I really do appreciate it. Okay.
All right, take care.
All right. That's head coach Hoop Gibson of the J.M. Bettitt Clippers. And so glad to hear from him. And it's the least we could do. We're all family here, and you know, we've been a part of this program that Mark has started for over 10 years now. And for the most part, 90% of the time, we've talked about what's been going on the field. But the last couple of years, we've had some things pop up with Coach Gibson and his wife battling cancer. And sadly, earlier this week, she succumbed to cancer. And as you know, last week, Mark had started the campaign to raise money for the Gibson family. As you know, last year, Steve Decatur head coach Bob Knox took the year off to be with his daughter, to help his daughter out as his grandson continues to battle cancer, but was able to run out with the team when they took on Kent Island earlier this year. And so we find out that there are bigger things than football, as we well know. And when those times come up to reach out and help one another and to be able to do so through the football family, it's a great thing, and it's a great teaching lesson as well to the kids and to everybody for that matter. We do thank you one and all for all your contributions. We really do in the last week. And if there's anything more that we can do for those out there in the community that need it, well, certainly we'll be happy to do what we can. When something like that happens. So good to hear from Coach Gibson. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll try to catch up with some of the coaches around the Bayside. A busy Friday night. Try to catch up on some of these games outside of the Bayside that have playoff implications as well. And with J.M. Bettitt, they're very much alive in the 3A East. Speaking of which, they've got a game tomorrow at noon against Stephen Decatur. But they've got players coming back from their, believe, 82, 83, 84 championship teams. They had a number of state championship teams back in the early 80s. They also had, of course, some Bayside championships as well included in that. But they've got players coming back who are getting rings for those state championships. One of those players who went on to play at Towson State, now Towson University, served in the Army, was lost in Afghanistan. They'll be remembering him tomorrow, of course. Head coach Hugh Gibson, they'll be remembering his wife who just passed away. And it's homecoming, and there's a big game on the line, too, for Bennett. Two 3A teams going up against each other, and for Bennett to accumulate more points and to secure what they hope is a second seed in the 3A East, at the worst, a 3A seed. Or excuse me, at the worst, a 3 seed. All right, we're back with more. 9:14 is the time. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Millennium Auto Glass is your one-stop shop for everything in glass. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, tractor, or house, Millennium Auto Glass can come to you. Locally owned and operated and serving Maryland since 1957 and now taking care of the shore from their Canvas Back Drive location in Easton. And why would you not want the glass pros at Millennium Auto Glass to handle all of your tinting needs? All of their work comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Millennium Auto Glass today. 410-829-5013. 410-829-5013. Or check them out online at Millennium. the number 2, autoglass.com.
Congratulations to North Carolina High School's Pearl Sutton for being named this week's Overtime Live Student Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Chesapeake College. Pearl scored 2 goals yesterday to lead her Bulldog soccer team to a playoff victory against Easton. Congratulations, Pearl, from Overtime Live in Chesapeake College, where you can discover the Eastern Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College.
Whether you're beginning on the path to earn college credit, build a great resume, or a new career, it's time to take your place at Chesapeake College, the convenient and affordable place you can turn to at any stage in your life. Earn a degree, boost your job skills, and move forward with Chesapeake's small classes, affordability, and flexibility. Go to Chesapeake.edu. See why this is your time and your place at Chesapeake College.
Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites, to see who is chosen as the Overtime Live Carpool Car Wash Coach of the Week. That coach will receive a free car wash, courtesy of the carpool in Easton and Salisbury. From the Queen Anne's County Lions to the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings, we have football covered in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM and SFMsports.net.
All right, 9:17 on the OTL, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites. Mike Bradley coming live from the Edge Training Academy studios. And our game of the week, North Carolina coming in at 8-0, hosting 7-1 Kent Island. And North Carolina coming out the victor in this one, final score 35-14. Kent Island head coach Damian Ferragamo joining us now on the hotline. And coach, good evening to you. And a tough one originally tonight. We knew North Carolina will start offensively. They certainly presented a lot with not only, of course, David Bailey, but they've got a number of really good backs in the backfield. Talk to us tonight about your plan coming in, and obviously getting down in the first half the way that you did makes it tough to dig out of in the second half.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody talks about a game plan. Our game plan was to play, tough physical football, not turn the ball over, and we definitely turned the football over. Twice in the first half kind of killed us, and when you do that against a real good football team, they're going to make you pay, and they did.
And I guess on that very first drive, Trent Jackson has the fumble with the football, I guess with the snap, that is. And that's something you certainly don't expect from a senior quarterback. And then North Carolina able to get it done. And I guess, Coach, and we had talked a little bit before the game earlier this week, and you had made mention about North Carolina affords himself pretty well throwing the football as well. Let's not forget about that. And they were able to go to the air a couple of times in that first half.
Well, yeah, they have a pretty talented receiver, and their ability to run the football, makes them even better. You have to devote a lot of people to stop their run game, so they made some plays to the air tonight.
And, Coach, at this point, that has to make it so tough when you come in. I don't know where you start as a defensive coordinator. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, as I made mention when I went on Facebook Live before our broadcast, I said, well, I'd still rather let them beat me with the pass than on the ground. But, boy, it's tough just in general to defend when you've got both areas that are pretty darn solid for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes them a good football team. So there was no surprise there. I mean, we knew their talent that they had in all their skill positions. They're more than just one guy, and we knew that coming in, and they definitely got the better of us tonight.
Coach, offensively, why were things so difficult?
Their offense?
No, I'm saying your offense.
Oh, you know what? We just had trouble in the run game. Trouble getting movement up front. They got a lot of big bodies in there. We went to the air, and I think we had some things going, and just kind of sputtered away. So I think we got some things correct and made some adjustments for the second half, and we're really moving the ball. It was just too little too late.
Coach, I mean, certainly in the Bayside, when you think of playing in the trenches, you think of you guys, Queen Anne's in North Carolina. I know you played Oakdale a couple of weeks ago. Compare and contrast, I mean, was that on the same level as playing Oakdale? Were they better? Were they a little less, but still it was difficult for you guys?
Yeah, it's always tough going, comparing two different teams, either saying better or worse. North Carolina is definitely bigger. They have more size, and more size is always tougher to move, in the run game. You know, but to compare the two, it's kind of tough. They have completely different philosophies, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, to compare the two, I think it's just a little too difficult.
Coach, next week, the War on the Shore against Queen Anne's, not only your arch rival, but obviously playoff hopes on the line now for both teams. I mean, Queen Anne's in a quote-unquote rebuilding year, but they will be coming in at 7-2, winners 33-24 against Parkside. It was quite a game tonight, though, for a while before they were able to pull away. So there's obviously there's a lot on the line. And obviously going and playing Oakdale, which I give you guys all the credit in the world, obviously that loss, though, makes things come down to the wire here in Week 10 for playoff implications.
Yeah, but that's the way it has to be. If we can't beat, you know, teams in our region, then we shouldn't go to the playoffs anyway. So, we're not going to shy away from any competition. So, you know, we don't regret that decision whatsoever.
Coach, as you take a look at the Bulldogs and what they have to present from an offensive standpoint, if you guys were to play them again in the playoffs, obviously getting a look at a team, playing a team like that, it has to be at least somewhat of an advantage, at least of being able to go back to the drawing board and say, here's what we need to do to get better, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I guess it'll take the jitters out of the game, you know, because you've already played four quarters. But there's a whole lot of work to do before we have a chance to play them again. And, you know, Queen Anne's is a good football team that, you know, they're on a roll. Like you said, they've won seven games just like us. So, playing pretty much the same competition. So, you know, this should be a tough game, and that's where all our focus is on is Week 10.
What are you guys going to have to do to win next week, Coach?
Oh, you know, I haven't looked at a ton of Queen Anne's film. We've had our hands full here recently. You know, we're going to have to run the ball. We're going to have to run it a lot better than we did today. And we're going to have to limit our mistakes. We just can't turn the football over the way we did tonight.
All right, he's head coach Damian Ferragamo of the Kent Island Buccaneers. They fall tonight 35-14 to North Carolina. Big game next week. War on the Shore, a pair of 7-2 teams doing battle as Kent Island will go into Centerville to take on the Queen Anne's Lions and most likely that final 2A East spot. In fact, that is the final 2A East spot, the fourth spot there up for grabs in that one as, again, Queen Anne's eliminating Parkside tonight with their win. Coach, thank you so much. And obviously, Mark will be talking to you on the field next week. And best wishes to you.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Head coach Damian Ferragamo joining us. And here we are. Here we are with Kent Island and Queen Anne's. And usually, doesn't it come down to that? Doesn't it come down to those two teams who have pretty darn good records and playoff seeding? Or in this case, getting into the playoffs on the line? Or the Bayside Championship? Now, the Bayside Championship won't be on the line, I guess, for big schools here with North Carolina at 9-0. That they've already defeated Kent Island and Queen Anne, so no one's going to take that from them. You know, I still talk North and South, but if you want to look, you know, big school, little school, however you want to do it. They're the Bayside champions this year, second time in the last 3 years with that win tonight. Taking a look at your Pretmoy Therapy Associate scoreboard, just some games around the state here, and because one of these two teams could be a team that, say, a North Carolina or Kent Island or Queen Anne's may end up playing down the line. Now, these teams out of the 2A West, and we know a lot about these two teams because Kent Island played Oakdale 2 weeks ago, and North Carolina 2 years ago lost to Walkersville in the regional finals in Ridgely. And tonight, in a big one in the Battle of Frederick County, Walkersville defeating Oakdale 19-13. Now, you had Damascus, Oakdale, Walkersville all coming in at 8-0. Damascus had a 1-point lead over Oakdale, and then Oakdale had a 3-point lead over Walkersville. I haven't seen what Damascus has done tonight, but obviously that will leapfrog Walkersville over Oakdale. So that is big there. Also taking a look at some other scores here, because we've got some 3A implications as well with J.M. Bennett. They've got a game tomorrow, as I mentioned, against Stephen Decatur. They came in this week at 5-3 with Chesapeake of Anne Arundel County also at 5-3. But what matters here is points. Chesapeake had 47, Bennett 44, and then in the fourth spot, right behind Bennett, Longreach at 37.7. Tonight, Howard defeated Athelton 40-0. No surprise there. Howard with a really good program, but that drops Athelton to 6-2. And Bennett with a win tomorrow. You know, they could, and I got to check out what Chesapeake's doing with a win tomorrow. Bennett could leapfrog themselves up to the number one spot. Yeah. How about that? Now, Long Reach tonight, they end up falling to Reservoir 22-21, and that's an upset. Reservoir 2-5. Long Reach came in at 5-2. So what that tells you right there is that if Bennett is to lose tomorrow, and I don't think they will, I don't think it'll be easy, but I think Bennett tomorrow will defeat Decatur. But if Bennett were to lose, they're still in a good spot because Long Reach lost tonight. Now, I got to see what northeast of Anne Arundel County is doing. They were in, I'll have to find out what they were doing because they're not far behind points-wise either. So, you know, it's interesting there. That's for sure. But if they were to lose, then they would be in pretty good shape. Then being, of course, J.M. Bennett. Now, northeast of Perryville, the last we saw, northeast was leading Perryville with plenty of time, though, 35-28 with 8:47 in the fourth quarter. Now, the reason that that game matters on a couple of different levels is Perryville's in the second spot ahead of Colonel Richardson at Cambridge, both winners tonight. If Perryville were to lose, then Colonel a chance to leapfrog them for the second spot. Havre de Grace is well entrenched in the one spot with 79 points. So that's pretty significant. Bow Manor tonight defeated Delaware County Christian 36-26. So with that one, Bow Manor keeps the heat on Cambridge and Colonel Richardson. I'm not sure how many points they're getting from that, though, with it being a private school and a smaller school. I'm not sure. But with that win, they keep the heat on. But since Cambridge and Colonel won last night, that certainly helps them out. Or, excuse me, won tonight. That certainly doesn't make as big an impact, obviously, as if if they had lost the game tonight, that is. So they're, you know, certainly staying alive. And that's a good thing with Bow Manor winning tonight, just taking a look at those scores. Just taking a look here through Twitter, folks, as we get up to date. Let me go to the top here and see if we've got any more in. Of note. It does not look like we have anything more of note at the moment. All right, so we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will run through the scoreboard. We'll also catch up with some more coaches around the Bayside. It's 928, the OTL, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites. 94.3 Wings FM and SFMSports.net.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
It's midnight madness at the Preston Autoplex. As the night falls, so do the prices. Now through October 28th, 250 vehicles must go. Over 2,000 new Fords, Lincolns, Mazdas, Nissans, Hyundais, Genesis, and pre-owned vehicles. All at the absolute lowest prices of the year. Savings up to $13,000. Huge trade-in values. Interest rates as low as 0%. And register to win a grill, cooler, or cash. It's midnight madness at the Preston Autoplex. Open till midnight Friday and Saturday.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Anne Arundel Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
Terrapin Security has been protecting homes, farms, estates, and commercial properties on the Eastern Shore for decades. Terrapin Security offers simple security solutions and touches of home automation that give you better peace of mind as your family starts back into the school year. Know that your children are home safe. Working late or traveling, know that your home is secure with Terrapin Security. Jack Lesner, Lee Colby, and the rest of the staff at Terrapin Security wish you a safe transition back to school. Let Terrapin Security help secure everything you work for while you are out enjoying your children and their important school year activities. For a security analysis of your property, call 410 855-822-6500. Your neighbors that provide security for you and your family. Terrapin Security.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference. Here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:31 on the OTL, coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios. And don't forget, each week, Mark Potter and Dale Beecraft will choose a Sport Clips Player of the Game. That student-athlete will receive the MVP experience, which includes a cut, shampoo, scalp massage, a hot face towel, and a relaxing shoulder massage. Get your own MVP experience from Sport Clips, now with locations on Kent Island, Easton, Cambridge, and Salisbury as well. Let's go out to the hotline. Who do we have joining us this evening? Hello. All right, let's switch gears over here. Line two, Overtime Live. Who's this?
Coach Magnum.
Coach, congratulations on the win, Dan Magnum, from the Colonel Richardson Colonels. Winners tonight, 43-6 over the Washington Jaguars. And Coach, it's 6-3, off to your best start, I think, since 06 or 04. I know the 1 year, unfortunately, had a few wins that were disqualified, but then going back prior to that, I think maybe some of the most success since the mid to late 90s. Coach, you've really seized the bull by the horns. I made mention, you go back to what, the Kent County homecoming game on that Saturday, and I said, I thought what was important that you guys get off to a fast start, and in each of the last 3 weeks, you guys have certainly done that, and tonight was no exception.
Yeah, I think, we've gotten off and we've kind of set the tone. You know, we talked about that early. I didn't think we were there yet. Certainly since, I would say, Arcadia game, which was week, I believe, 5, when we talked about how we had to win 5 in a row to get there, and they responded. So.
Yeah, and tonight, Coach, some of the names that have carried you all year getting involved, Robert Thompson, Jake Zebron, Tamir Foster, all contributing in the win tonight. And you guys didn't waste too much time. You let, 16-0 with 4:53 in the first, and then actually 22-0 with 2 minutes left in the first. So three scores in that first quarter, very reminiscent of that Kent County game.
Yeah, I thought our offensive line, those guys have done a tremendous job. You know, their experience, they've been around for 3 or 4 years now with us, and, you know, our backs are hitting the holes. They got good vision, and you know, we took advantage of things.
And again, a passing game this year to boot as well. And as I may mention, you know, last week, I believe, to you, Jake Zebron has really flown under the radar in the Bayside Conference, but he's quietly had a very nice year for you guys and continues to.
Yeah, Jake's made the big difference, you know, and Dakota Wilson, yeah. And you catch and run with the ball. And, you know, Jake's just a tremendous athlete. You know, he is he's been at the varsity level 3 years, and he's just really stepped up into his own this year.
Now, no Darion Speller. Is he going to be back for you next week? He was out with an arm injury tonight.
He had surgery. I doubt if you know. I mean, it's looking pretty good for us to get in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that he will. You know, it's a possibility that he is back by the playoffs. We're just not sure yet.
Okay, but he had surgery. I wasn't sure. We did know that he had an arm injury, but...
Yeah, he had an arm injury. He had surgery. You know, we're not sure, you know, if they're going to give him a cast or not and how that's going to work out. But, you know, he's a huge loss to us. He was our free safety, tight end, Mr. Special Teams. He was having a great year. And, you know, it was just a freak accident last week, and he landed on his arm wrong, and that was it. So.
Was that in the game or practice?
No, that was in the game.
Okay.
That was in the game.
Okay, so that was in the win against Northampton last week.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. I got to do a better job of asking every coach whether you came out healthy or not, although I know that, you know, that you don't always want to give that away to next week's opponent, though. So I guess that's why I'm always hesitant to ask that question. So.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we came out relatively healthy tonight. I haven't heard of anything, so, you know, we're keep our fingers crossed. We got a big big game next week against North Carolina. You know, I heard they won against Kent Island, and you know, we certainly got our hands full next week.
Yeah.
You know, but if we get in the playoffs, that's a good thing. We're not going to. I doubt we'll see anything like North Carolina in our region. So,
well, I was taking a look. No, I think you're right about that. I was taking a look tonight. Perryville was actually trailing in their game, but I have not seen an update since then. I'm trying to find that as best as I can. They were trailing by a touchdown to Northeast. Actually, now Northeast leads, last I see here, 41-28 with 6:21 left. So you guys have a chance, I guess, to take over that second seed with the win tonight.
If they lose tonight, I believe we will be the second seed going into week 10.
Right.
And then, you know, who knows?
Yep.
So you have really four teams vying for three spots with us, Cambridge, Perryville, and Bow Manor
won. Bow Manor did win tonight, so they took care of business, so they keep the heat on. But again, you and Cambridge both won tonight. And Perryville, if that turns out that they lose that game, that's big for you guys. That helps Cambridge to some extent, too, but it does muddy the waters.
Yeah, it's going to come down to week 10. You know, we'll see. Of course, you know, we got North Carolina in week 10, so we really have to play our AA-plus game there. And, you know, there's guys that have a tremendous program, tremendous athletes. And, you know, we hope to have them, just give them a game. But, you know, like I told the guys, it's good for us. I mean, we see them, and, you know, if we can compete with them, then, you know, we can compete with anybody in our region.
Well, and Coach, that's really the attitude you have to take, and you almost use that as a playoff game of sorts, as you made mention. I mean, that North Carolina team is the best team you're going to see in the 1A, at least you get in the playoffs, at least for the first several games, and maybe the entire playoffs, depending on how you know, how far you go. But you're absolutely right. You got to use that as a learning experience, and hopefully that makes you better. I don't see how it wouldn't make you better for the following week.
Yeah, I mean, after seeing North Carolina, I can't imagine any team we see in our region. I mean, it's just the game's going to slow down. You know, I mean, they work fast. Their defense is tremendous. You know, they just do everything right. And, you know, I'm not sure we're going to see that in our East region over here. So we'll see. You know, hopefully we can compete. You know, we got to go out there and want to compete and then see what happens. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's the case.
By the way, they already cemented themselves in the number one spot, but tonight's a night of upsets. Havre de Grace fell to Edgewood tonight.
Wow.
36-7 in a mistake and penalty-filled game. So Havre de Grace with the loss, but again, they're in pretty good shape. They're 79 points. They came in about 38 points ahead of Perryville and about 42 points ahead of you guys. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure they're untouchable at this point.
Yeah, they're
in the end of season.
They're in good shape. Coach, we talked about this last week, and then I'll let you go. You guys seemingly have been able to focus in on each and every week and not really take a step back and say, oh, wow, look at what we've done this year. We've exceeded expectations, the best season that we've had in a while around here. You guys have really done a good job of keeping focused, and as evidenced by getting off to a fast start, and tonight going down to Princess Anne, the long bus trip. You know, Washington has put up some big-time points in some games this year, but you guys go in there and take care of business. What do you attribute that immense focus to?
I think that, you know, that these kids have been in the program. I've been around 4 years, and they're starting to buy in a little bit more. You know, I think we're, you know, with this group of seniors, we have 9 seniors. I think that, you know, they've been around, and we've had some success the last couple of years. You know, we were 4-5 last year, 4-6 the year before.
That's true.
And we were knocking on a playoff door.
Yeah.
And I think this group, you know, this is my first group that I've come through with, and you know, we always talk about, you know, getting in the playoffs and making some noise, and we've been close the last 2 years, but I think this group just took it by, like you said, took the bull by the horns and ran with it, and these last 4 or 5 games has just been tremendous.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll let you know. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week as you guys are hosting North Carolina, correct, in that game?
No, we are traveling to Denton.
Okay,
on that
so you're
long 15-minute bus ride.
You'll be going to Ridgely. All right. right. All right. Well, Coach, best wishes, and we'll talk to you after the game tomorrow or next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, great. Thanks so much. Yep, appreciate it. Yep. That's head coach Dan Magnum of the Colonel Richardson Colonels. Winners tonight, 43-6 over Washington. Colonel Richardson 6-3. Washington dropping to 2-7. And your Pret Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Pret Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. So the final score there again, 43-6. Other scores tonight, North Carolina over Kent Island, 35-14. North Carolina hosting Colonel Richardson next week in the Superintendent's Cup game as it's rivalry week. Queen Anne's winners over Parkside, 33-24. Where hopefully we'll hear from head coach Donnie Grafe before we're finished. But Queen Anne's at 7-2, setting themselves up, hosting Kent Island, who comes in at 7-2 next week to Centerville with the War on the Shore. The winner gets that fourth and final 2A East spot for the playoffs. Easton tonight, victors over Wicomico 22-12. The Warriors 3-6. Wicomico falls to 4-5. And, you know, for those that are wondering, by the way, in the power poll, why I've kept Easton, and I think I did drop them down last week, but why, or 2 weeks ago, but why I've kept them higher and I haven't put them down at, say, the 11-12 spot, somewhere around there, because they have fought, they have scrapped, they have, without their starting quarterback and a couple other skill guys, they have really fought hard. They've played some pretty darn good teams, and their record is what their record is, but that doesn't mean that just because you're 2-5 that you're not better than a team necessarily coming in that might have another win than you do. I don't base it just on a win-loss record. I based it on how I see the strength of the teams and how good they are, the schedule they play as well. And so that's why I've kept Easton up there. I did that to Cambridge to a certain extent as well. But I'm inclined to bump Easton ahead of Wicomico, even though Wicomico's got one more win than they do. I think that will likely happen in the next power poll. Other scores, Cambridge South Dorchester, they blow out Snow Hill tonight and keep their 1A East playoff hopes alive. They came in the four seed as it was, but they defeat Snow Hill by a final score of 64-28. And we just got word that, by the way, Cambridge improving to 5-4 on the season. Snow Hill dropping to 1-8. We just got word that Kent County, they fell to Hammond of Howard County tonight, 16-9 the final. Kent County drops to 1-8. Hammond gets their first win of the year with that victory. We are back with plenty more. It's Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton and its suites right here at 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
When it came to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fit the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all your craft and custom framing needs. We've got everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination.
Are you ready for some football?
Stop in and see our expanded Ravens and Redskins department. Flags, signs, power decals, and more. Great for that diehard NFL fan. Don't forget, fall and Halloween are in full swing. Check out our largest selection of Halloween decor ever. Daily specials on Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, located in the Easton Plaza.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the Driver's Improvement or Point System Conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's Ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411 or visit them on the web at baysidedriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package, too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill for food, fun, and football.
Matt, look out for that skunk!
I didn't even see that until you said something.
Here, try these.
What a difference. No glare.
That, my friend, is the Costa 580 polarized lens from an optical galleria. They are a Costa RX dealer, so you can get a Costa with or without prescription. An optical galleria has an in-house lab if you want to use your frame. They can fit you with the Experio polarized lens for the best vision under the sun. They're in Centerville and West Ocean City. Stop in and see the difference. 443-262-9415.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Grawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Grawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyGraw.com.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Greg Hathaway knows a thing or two about winning since he was a part of Easton High School's 1986 regional championship football team. Greg has brought that winning attitude with him to Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 817 Arcadia Street in Easton. Let Greg Hathaway and his full-service staff take care of your auto, home, motorcycle, camper, and life insurance. And did you know State Farm Insurance offered banking, loans, and credit cards? Greg Hathaway State Farm wants to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Find out more by calling Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 410-822-7480 or go to GregHathawaySFAgent.com. When it comes to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fits the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all of your crafts and custom framing needs. They have everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination. Keep updated on Facebook. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, Easton Plaza.
It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:48 on the OTL. And joining us on the hotline, Cambridge South Dorchester head coach Jay Coleman joins us. Big winners tonight, 64-28 over Snow Hill, as Taj Moloch had a big game. But is that any surprise? Ethan Bloodsworth as well with a big game in this one. As Cambridge came in this week in the fourth spot in the 1A East, if the season were to have ended today, they would be in the playoffs. And coach, keeping those playoffs hopes alive with the win tonight. And you guys wasted little time, but I know in my picks I said, look, I picked Cambridge to win, but I said, you know, if you allow Snow Hill to hang around coming off that first victory in 3 years, that if it gets to the fourth quarter and it's a close one, all bets are off, flip a coin. But you guys certainly didn't let it get to that. You got out early and stayed ahead.
Yeah, but they were tough, though. I mean, the kid for them, the Allen kid, 22, I mean, he was just tremendous. Had over 200 yards today, broke a bunch of tackles, and it's just one of them things. We've kind of treated this game like our second playoff game, kind of that must-win type of scenario, and feel good. We're glad, you know, to get the victory and, on to next week and, win or be done is the way we're going about it, and Cambridge East is going to be fun.
No doubt we'll get to that in just a second. And Coach, tonight I saw that there's a YouTube clip or a highlight. It was actually floating around on Twitter of Taj Moloch tonight, where he was able to leap over a defender and then spin around a defender and run for a touchdown. It was quite a touchdown run that involved a lot of different moves to get to the land of six, that's for sure.
Yeah. It was something. It was something. I can't believe it made it all the way to somebody must have been lucky filming that. Did we send that out?
I have to take a look. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it was someone else that I saw that filmed that, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, Taj is a tremendous athlete, and you know, he's been battling through some injuries and just toughing it out the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, I was very, very happy to see him running, you know, to the way that I know he's capable of. And that run definitely had it had everything you wanted in it. And it was, you know, pretty fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have to get that back up. I'll have to retweet that. I'll have to find that at some point here. But you know, the Twitter feed is a buzz every Friday night with a lot of high school highlights. Speaking of which, all right, so a win tonight over Snow Hill. You get it done mostly on the ground, as we mentioned. Taj Moloch, Ethan Bloodsworth with many of the scores for the Vikings tonight. Coach, that 1A East is crazy. But Colonel Richardson, they get the win tonight over Washington 43-6. But you had Havre de Grace, they get beat tonight. Perryville fell to Northeast 48-28. The Indians scoring 27 unanswered points. This 1A East is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I wasn't aware that Perryville. What did you say? Bo Manor did.
Bo Manor, they did win their game tonight.
They did win.
Yeah, Bo Manor.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. That Chesapeake Conference, you kind of never know. You know, it's a very, very tough conference, and you never know how things will go. But you know, it's one of situations where we're just trying to stay focused on Easton and not try to worry about what could be. You know, I'd like to congratulate Dan Magnum and Colonel Richardson for making the playoffs. They've done a tremendous job, and I'm happy for those guys and the program for getting into the playoffs. So that's an awesome thing.
And, Coach, taking a look at the breakdown now with the Perryville loss tonight, as we know, Havre de Grace has pretty much cemented themselves. Not pretty much, they have in that one spot. But Perryville, with that loss, it looks like Colonel Richardson will leap above them. And then very possibly you guys could leap up one spot as well. And so it could be Havre de Grace, Colonel Richardson, Cambridge, then Perryville, with Bo Manor right on the outside looking in. And then, as you just talked about, Week 10, a must win over Easton, and obviously in your case playing a 2A team certainly helps that Easton won tonight over Wicomico to get a few more points.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bo Manor and Perryville play in Week 10, so if that falls right, you know, we were lucky enough to beat Easton, and you know North Carolina takes care of business. I mean, who knows? We could jump up and maybe grab a 2-seed somehow. I don't know. That would be pretty unbelievable, though.
Well, and just taking a look at the schedule, you are correct. Perryville and Bo Manor face off against each other next week. So that really helps, though. That really helps.
Yeah,
someone's got to lose in that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who we should be rooting for in that one just yet. But
right.
You know, I guess it all depends upon us, us taking care of business. So, you know, it's like I said, we just got to kind of stay focused on those guys. You know, they just got done beating Wahai, who beat us up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks like we got our hands full with Easton.
I was going to say, Coach, I mean, you look at the Warriors team, and 3-6, I don't think completely tells the tale of the tape. They've really been tough. They've stayed in games, and they're doing it with a freshman quarterback. I mean, it's amazing. You look at Queen Anne's with a freshman quarterback, Easton with a freshman quarterback. Certainly not easy to do. I know that you've played with sophomore quarterbacks before and had success, but
yeah.
that's tough. That's not easy.
No. I mean, I actually had people tell me that, you know, the freshman looked so good, they thought that the Leffert kid was back, Mason was back, and I was like, hey, he's back? And,
no.
you know, so I had to go double-check the box score to see that. But I know the kid's obviously been doing really well. But I think the key for them right now has been, how consistent they played on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm, agree.
You know, they have played so well on defense all year long, no matter who they've played. You know, they've been in every single game because of that defense. And so I think that defense is going to present, you know, a big challenge for us. And then, you know, obviously, you know, they got a spread, no huddle attack, and that's, you know, that's always a challenge too. And so, you know, we got our hands full, no doubt about it.
And of course, with it being a rivalry game, they'd like nothing more than to be able to beat you guys and possibly send you out of the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure, you know, with tonight's games, if that's going to happen, even if you lose. But nonetheless, there's obviously a lot on the line there with that. But, Coach, I think you hit it on the head talking about their defense. I think that's absolutely right. And the offense had struggled the last several weeks, but tonight they score 22. And with a freshman quarterback, I think you'll take that most weeks.
Yeah, you know, and if they had their you know, their senior quarterback in there, you know, this could be a team possibly playing for, you know, one of those 2A East playoff spots, which is, you know, so tough. Obviously, that, I mean, that's one of the toughest, you know, regions in the entire state. So, you know, they're a really, really good team. You know, they just, the difference between them probably being, you know, a 7 or 8 win team and, is, you know, that they got a kid who probably came into the year not expecting to play, and but he's done a good job, and you know, the defense and Matt have done an excellent job, you know, weathering the storm of losing, you know, your quarterback, and you know, we had to deal with that a little bit early this year after we played North Carolina and, you know, lost a couple linemen, and then obviously lost our quarterback for a couple weeks, and you know, but they've had to do it all season long, and those guys have done a great job coaching and getting the kids prepared, and been very, very consistent, very, very tough on defense, very stingy. So, you know, we, like I said, we got our hands full, you know, and we're treating it like, hey, you know, we got to win to get in. We wouldn't even, and I wouldn't even want to make the playoffs losing that last week and somehow getting in, you know, some type of odd way. That's just not the way my mind is. So, you know, it's win or go home to me.
And, Coach, you know, we talk about it, and look, it's no guarantee, but you take a look at the first three games of the year that you guys played, and you hope playing those kind of tough teams like a North Carolina, like a Woodbridge out of the Henlopen Conference, that gets you ready for what will be a physical game next Friday on the road as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about early in the year. And I think to some degree that it did help us. But I'll tell you this, playing all three is probably not a bad idea. But playing all three in a row, probably not as good of an idea.
Understood. Yeah.
And, I mean, it really beat us up. And, you know, all year long we've been kind of recovering from that, you know, that three games. And, you know, hey, the bottom line is, you know, we lost to, you know, Wahai, got beat up in that one, lost. And that loss right there really, really has put us, you know, in this situation. But, you know, hopefully, you know, that those tough games and those tough opponents that will prepare us for this week 10 and then if we're lucky enough to win, and then you know, have a great Superville or Colonel, you know, whoever that would be.
All right. He's head coach Jay Coleman of the Cambridge Outdoor Chester Vikings. Winners tonight over Snow Hill on the road at Easton next week. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Congrats to Dan Magnum and Colonel. Definitely. That's awesome.
There you go. Thanks, Coach. You take care.
Bye.
All right, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net. It is Overtime Live. Let's go right back out to the hotline. And hello, who's this?
Donnie Gray.
Coach Gray, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and I appreciate you checking in as Queen Anne's gets the win over Parkside 33-24. And, Coach, you know, so much for rebuilding year. Here you are 7-2 with a freshman quarterback, and next week, not only do you play your arch rival at home, but a win gets you in the 2A East playoffs. And you've really had a couple playoff games, if you will, the last couple of weeks, because you've had to stay alive to give yourselves a chance to get to that point next week, and here you are.
Yeah, I think since we were 2-2 early in the season, and we told the kids then we couldn't afford to lose another game if they had any chance to make it into the playoffs, and we've been very fortunate, gotten a lot of turnovers, and defense has played great and kind of guided us through this thing, and the last couple of weeks, offense played better. So,
hopefully things are coming around. I know we got a real tough task next week, so we'll just see how it goes.
Coach, you've talked about the fact that what's really carried you guys is the defense, but tonight your offense putting up over 30 points. You have to feel good that after week nine, you start to see the offense come around and score that amount of points.
Yeah, it was, it's been a big plus. We knew we'd get better offensively. We just didn't know how quick it would be. Trying to incorporate a lot of new faces, some JV kids up from last year, and they showed improvement the last couple of weeks. I think we turned the ball over a couple of times tonight, which is a little bit frustrating because we usually don't turn it over. But again, we did enough to win the game tonight.
Well, and Coach, when you take a look, and I know last week some people are going to say, well, wait a minute, Queen Anne's put up 40-some points against Wicomico, but 21 of those happened. That was a whirlwind there off of some turnovers, and certainly credit to your offense. I guess last week, though, you started to see that the offense come around, but it was nice to see you guys were able to put it together for two consecutive weeks, because the thing you had told me earlier in the season is, Mike, we're just not consistent offensively. Now it looks like you're starting to get that consistency down.
Well, yeah, the last couple of weeks has been a lot more consistent. Up until that point, it was hard. You were frustrated because you knew the potential was there.
Mm-hmm.
We played one good half of football, and then the next half it looked like we'd never practiced before. So that was a frustrating part. But like I said, last couple of weeks have been good to us. Hopefully we can just keep building on that and kind of lead us into Friday with Ken Olive.
And Coach Cyrus McGowan, here you're playing with a freshman quarterback for most of the year, and we're also seeing an Easton, Jaron Winters, take over after the injury to Mason Ledford, and both freshmen are having pretty good years, but McGowan, I'd say, more so, and tonight he had some scores for you guys. Talk about where he is today as compared to when he took over for you guys.
Well, he's learned a lot in the last 6 or 7 weeks as a starter. His poise, his consistency at quarterback. We have a lot of terminology in our offense,
mm-hmm.
which is really very tough to learn even for an experienced quarterback. But, that was one of the big things I was worried about early in the season, him picking the verbiage up. But he's done really well. He might be a freshman age-wise, but he doesn't play like one. So, I think the sky's the limit for him. And he deserves to have a lot of good things happen to him.
Well, I know when I talked to, I think I told you when I talked to head coach Bob Knox of Stephen Decatur a few weeks back, he said, oh, I didn't know he was a freshman. He said, ooh, he's going to be really good. He already is. Yeah. And I said, yeah, he's a freshman, all right. So we'll be seeing him for another 3 years. Coach, you have to feel like you're playing with house money. This certainly has been, and I know the season's not over yet, this has certainly been a very gratifying year to lose all the guys that you do and to be at the point that you are going into week 10. But you have to feel like you're playing with house money, because I guess not a lot of folks were necessarily expecting you guys to make the playoffs this year. Maybe have a good year, but maybe not a playoff year.
Yeah, I think when you look at us on paper, you would probably think that. But our coaching staff has been together for a while. We feel like that we put the time in, as I'm sure a lot of coaching staff do. But we feel like we put the time in. The kids put the effort in, and we feel like we need to be in the playoffs, that we deserve to be in the playoffs. But obviously we have to show that next Friday. It's been a good year, but it's going to be a bad taste in everybody's mouth if we don't win next week. So I'm sure Ken Allen feels the same way. And it's going to be a typical last game of the season, Ken Allen, Queen Anne football game.
Yeah. Well, and Coach, to that point, what, if any, can you tell me about Ken Island? I certainly know it's a week to week, but usually I know you guys have some advanced scouting. Your assistant coaches do some advanced scouting. What can you tell us about Ken Island that impresses you?
To me, it's a typical Ken Island team as far as establishing the run. Quarterback-wise, obviously, they really – I don't want to say upgraded, but I think the young man that's playing quarterback now is a very good athlete, very good quarterback. So they're more balanced than what they've been in the past,
yep.
And that's something we're trying to achieve ourselves, a little more balance. So, it's going to be a tough task for us, but I think the kids are up to it. They're on an emotional high from the last few weeks, and hopefully we can carry that into week 10.
And, Coach, I know you've coached for a while, and you well know this. You take nothing for granted, and while right now we sit here and look and say, boy, here's a Queen Anne's team that's done a great job rebuilding this year. They may even go to the playoffs if they defeat Kent Island next week in the 2A East. And you think, boy, they're going to be set for the next couple of years, but you just never know. With injuries, transfers, whatever it may be, you just never know. So while I think you bring up a great point, if you had lost next week, everybody would say, but still, that was a heck of a year by Queen Anne's and the players and the coaching staff. As you guys point out, that leaves a sour taste in your mouth, and you do never know next year what could come about. You can't make any assumptions that you'll be right back in that same spot in 2018.
Mike, you're exactly right. One thing that I have learned over the tenure of my coaching years is that it's year to year. You're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old kids.
Yep.
What looks good one year, and their mind can and their eyes can totally change the next year. So, you know, we've had years past where we thought, wow, next year get started, we're really going to be good to go, and all of a sudden, this kid decided he didn't want to play, or this kid wasn't eligible to play. And so we've gone through the ups and downs of it all. So it is. It's year to year. You hope for the best. Time to prepare for the worst.
Coach, congratulations on your win tonight. Queen Anne's, they get it done over Parkside, 33-24, the final, improving to 7-2. The War on the Shore next week, and we'll have that game, our Friday Night Lights game of the week for, I believe, a 10th consecutive year right here at 94.3 Wings FM and sfmsports.net. Coach, I appreciate your time. Mark, of course, we'll be talking to you on the field next week, but we'll have to catch up. Hopefully, we'll be talking postseason football. Best wishes to you, and as always, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, take care. Head coach Donnie Grafe of the Queen Anne's County Lions, 7-2. What a year. What a year. And again, though, as I made mention, you can't assume. Now, they have a long history of being very good each and every year. But that all said, you never know. There are too many factors: injuries, transfer, academic eligibility, guys wanting to play football, period. You know, sometimes guys just lose it. We're talking about 15, 16-year-old kids. Kids are getting trouble. You just never know. Now, more times than not, they've always done very well. But to Coach's point, maybe you think that, hey, I'm going to hit the ground running next year, that we're going to be able to add to what we did last year. And then you're finding out that because of this, that, or the other, we have to start more from ground zero than what we were anticipating. And you hope that's not the case, but you just can't take it for granted. You really can't. And I make the comparison, if you look at baseball, to the Yankees. They've got a young team, and look, what looks like that they've set themselves up very well for years to come, and they get to Game 7 of the ALCS, and you're thinking, boy, next year they're going to be favorites to go all the way, or at least one of the two or three favorites. You just don't know, though. You just don't know. All of a sudden, you got a new manager. Maybe guys don't have the kind of year that they had the year before. Injuries creep in. Guys' heads get too big. And all of a sudden, what you think is going to be a great year ends up being a little bit more of a struggle. All right, we're back. We're on the downhill edge of things here as we wrap up week number 9 of Overtime Live. We'll get you up to date with scoreboards and playoffs and all sorts of stuff. That's coming your way next. Keep it here.
WINX-FM, St. Michael's Easton, Maryland's only high school football show on game night, is Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Del Marva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online. online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Serving Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's County since 1919, Mensa Petroleum offers service contracts and 24-hour emergency service for all fuel oil customers and price cap protection for budget plan customers. Get peace of mind by talking with one of the oil heat representatives, eager to respond to all your heating and air conditioning needs. Mensa Petroleum, now with even better service than before. Ready, willing, and able to service you. Call Mensa Petroleum at 410-822-4335. That's 410-822-4335.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Crawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Crawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Crawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyCrawl.com.
It's Midnight Madness at the Preston Autoplex. As the night falls, so do the prices. Now through October 28th, 250 vehicles must go. Over 2,000 new Fords, Lincolns, Mazdas, Nissans, Hyundais, Genesis, and pre-owned vehicles. All at the absolute lowest prices of the year. Savings up to $13,000. Huge trade-in values. Interest rates as low as 0%. And register to win a grill, cooler, or cash. It's Midnight Madness at the Preston Autoplex. Open till midnight Friday and Saturday.
Back to more of Overtime Live, Maryland's only high school football sports show on game night, here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
And be listening each week to find out what student-athlete is featured on Overtime Live. The student-athlete of the week is sponsored by Chesapeake College, where you can discover the Eastern Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College. And don't forget, if you're out of the area but want to catch Overtime Live, worldwide and streaming at sfmsports.net. That's Steve Frank Michael, sfmsports.net. All right, let's run through Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Brett Moy Therapy Associates, providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. And it is Mike Bradley, coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy studios. All right, in our game of the week, North Caroline, the only team undefeated in the Bayside, 9-0 now with their 35-14 win over Kent Island, who drops to 7-2. Now, with that loss, that sets up Kent Island Queen Anne's next week for all the marbles, for most likely what would be the fourth spot in the 2A East. Because as it stands now, you've got North Carolina, assuming they defeat Colonel Richardson. I think that's a pretty safe bet. They'll have the one spot. Hartford Tech, they're in the two spot. They're 8-0. And I've got to check as to how they did tonight. You know, that's the one team I did not check for whatever reason. As to and they do play, 10-game schedule. So that's the one team I haven't seen a score from tonight. But I think they're in pretty good stead. In fact, they're likely, if I remember correctly, their schedule's pretty easy. So they're likely to actually finish 10-0 as well. So that's why the onus is on North Carolina to finish the season 10-0, because they're right behind them. And does not look like, just checking out the one website that I go to. Yeah, don't have an update. But they have Rising Sun at Joppa Town the last 2 weeks. Rising Sun tonight. They likely won that game. All right, so you got North Carolina and Hartford Tech 1-2 right there. Then Elkton, who was rolling over Aberdeen tonight. And Aberdeen's had a pretty good year. I mean, about 500, a little bit above. But they're a 3A team. And so you thought, oh, there's a chance Elkton could have a tough time in that game. But no, Elkton got it done tonight. They were rolling. So they'll improve to 8-1 and grab some points there. So Queen Anne's victory tonight, by the way, they win 33-24 over Parkside. With that win, they eliminate Parkside. Wicomico was eliminated last week. So with that, it comes down to Kent Island, Queen Anne's, and the War on the Shore for that fourth spot to get into the playoffs. And then the winner of that one would have to go on the road to North Carolina week one of the playoffs. Oof, tough task. But you know what? 1 week at a time. Get in and then see what happens. Easton, winners tonight over Wicomico, 22-12. Easton improving to 3-6. Wicomico dropping to 4-5. If I had to give a coach of the week, that's a tough call. I mean, Coach Grafe, probably deserves it with that win over Parkside and improving to 7-2 and putting himself in a spot for the playoffs next week when many people thought that they'd have a good year but probably go 6-4 and not make the playoffs. I thought that was a real possibility. Nope, not the case, at least not yet. And at worst, he'll be 7-3. But I think Matt Griffith deserves a lot of credit. And frankly, Dan Magda and Colonel Richardson, they win tonight 43-6. And here's the deal. In the 1A East, folks, you had Havre de Grace, who've already cemented themselves in the one spot. Havre de Grace lost tonight to Edgewood. They were blown out. So I think it was 35-8 was the final in that one? 34-7. I'm sorry. 34-7 the final in that one. Okay, but they're in the number one spot. But Perryville, they lose tonight to Northeast of Anne Arundel County. I believe that's the case. Or is it Northeast Chesapeake? Well, whichever. They lose to an inferior team. And right now, Colonel Richardson, it looks like they will leapfrog Perryville. And Cambridge, I believe, will also possibly leapfrog. Well, they may not. They may not. They may still be in that fourth spot. But Colonel will go to the second spot. Looks like Perryville will drop to the third spot. Cambridge will stay in the fourth spot. And then Bow Manor nipping at Cambridge's heels. Has Bow Manor a winner tonight? So that's big. And next week, Perryville and Bow Manor play each other. And we'll have to figure out, you know, which one we're rooting for and from a Bayside perspective. But things are very interesting there where things are up in the air. But how about Colonel improving to 6-3? Cambridge South Dorchester, we just mentioned, they rolled over Snow Hill tonight, 64-28. And, you know, Snow Hill, they get that first win in almost 3 years, 2 weeks ago on a Thursday night at home against Washington. They put up points this year. Their issue's been more defense and, of course, low numbers. But Amonte Allen, they've got some guys on that team. Amonte Allen leading the way at running back. They gave him a little bit of a game there, but Cambridge very strong at the running back position. They get it done. So Cambridge 5-4, Snow Hill 1-8. And then Kent County tonight, they dropped to 1-8. They fall to Hammond of Howard County 16-9. That's Hammond's first win. Now, J.M. Bennett tomorrow, they host Stephen Decatur at noon. We talked to head coach Hugh Gibson, by the way, earlier. He called in. I was not expecting that. I think our Overtime Live community knows he lost his wife earlier this week to cancer. Last week, we raised money for the Gibson family and give Mark Potter and you, the community, a ton of credit. Was happy to be a small part of that, but the credit goes to you guys and gals out there and to Mark for putting that together. And so with that, a lot of emotion tomorrow, as you can imagine. You've got homecoming. You've got wanting to win one for your head coach. The loss of his wife. Also, some of those early 80s state championship teams are being honored and giving rings. They had rings made up. So there's that. And one of the players from one of those state championship teams was lost in Afghanistan in war. I say lost in that he died in serving our country. And he'll be remembered tomorrow. So you want to talk about just an unbelievable amount of emotion tomorrow in Salisbury. And oh, by the way, there's a football game in between the lines. And for Bennett, though, taking a look, they're in good shape here because I took a look tonight. You had Longreach. They lost a Reservoir. That was an upset. And Northeast, they lost tonight as well. So even if Bennett were to lose that game, they're going to be okay. But I think that, I think that's a winnable game. I think they do get it done against Stephen Decatur tomorrow. But I think no matter what happens, they're likely to be in the playoffs in the 3A. One more win would certainly solidify that. But again, you don't want to take any chances. And I think they get it done tomorrow. But going to be tough, I think, for those kids to focus, though. There's so much on their minds. But then again, maybe as adults, we overthink that. And they'll be more focused than we think. And once you get in there and play the game, you know, that's where your focus should be. Everything else, you kind of tune out. But that game comes up tomorrow, so Bennett at 5-3, looking to solidify their playoff shots. Because if they were to lose out, they still have a chance to get in by the looks of it. But they would be playing it very close, and I know they don't want to do that. So that's where things stand. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and final thoughts, and then we'll wrap things up for tonight. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus East and its suites. Coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios, Mike Bradley with you at 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at edsroto.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away goes.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student-athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Kent Island, and Talbot all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with a Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
With the connection of these wires, the entire country will be able to communicate without the assistance of an operator. Surely, no other technology will ever be needed.
Change is the one constant in the IT field. Stevenson University's Computer Information Systems program prepares you to use the latest technology and manage that change.
I like Stevenson's program because it focuses a lot on your career after school.
Because the classes are smaller, you get more attention.
For more information, please visit stevenson.edu/CIS.
At Kohl's, it's time to stack the savings. Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Sunday. Take 50% off hundreds of select items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Thursday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 26th through 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The games are over, the lights are off, and the crowds have gone home. But we are just getting started. It's time to analyze the games, hear from the coaches, and look ahead to next week in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 10:22, put the wraps here to the OTL for week number 9. So we've done pretty much everything that Harry just mentioned. And don't forget to tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus Easton and its suites, to see who's chosen as Overtime Live Carpool Coach of the Week. That coach will receive a free car wash at the carpool on Route 50 in Easton. All right, some final thoughts tonight as we take a look at the scoreboard. One would be, again, we talked to head coach Donnie Grafe, that Queen Anne's and the job that they've done well. But you know what? There's still work to be done. And they know it next week. And I mentioned earlier this year that with a young Queen Anne's team getting experience at home, and oh, by the way, this game is for all the marbles as it pertains to not only the War on the Shore, but getting into the playoffs, most importantly, they put themselves in a position to be right there. But I said that this game was not going to be a gimme game for Kent Island, and I'm not saying that Kent Island thought that at all. But early in the year, it looked that way from an analyst standpoint. Obviously, things have changed quite a bit. So that's going to be a really good game, but we'll carry it here. But the job that Queen Anne's done as well. Parkside, that team, and Brendan Riley's always been good about coming on and talking with me, and we'll have him on next week, a little bit too late tonight to do that. I did have high hopes that Parkside would be able to get a win against a North team this year because it makes the whole conference better. I was really hoping for that to be the case. I know we focus more on the North and the South here because we're based out of the North, but you know we still cover all the teams in terms of analyzing, giving scores, et cetera, and obviously there's crossover play. I was really hoping for them. I feel for them, but ultimately you got to go out there and get the job done. And if they finish up the season next week with a win at 6-4, and I got to take a look at their schedule at who they play, it's still a situation where they've been very consistent out of the South the last couple of years, but this was that big year that they had a shot with the guys that they had. And next year, I think it's going to be a lot tougher. And again, you raise the question, when will some of these South teams be able to not only play with, but defeat the North? And they're just not there yet. They're just not there yet. J.M. Bennett's had a very nice year. And they've still got more games on the horizon, obviously, this week, or tomorrow, I should say, against Decatur, the following week. But the teams are just not there yet. Who will be that team? And was this the best shot that they had in a while? A, yes. And B, will it be the best chance they've had going forward? Time will only tell on that one. Time will only tell. Easton, what can you say about the job Matt Griffith's done, keeping those guys in games and competitive at 3-6? And next week, they have a chance to possibly spoil Cambridge's shot at the playoffs. That'll be a really good game. And that game is in Easton. Will Jaron Winters pull a TJ Nixon, who came in a quarterback his freshman year and led him to a victory over Cambridge and almost an upset win over Falston in the playoffs? Will that happen next Friday? We'll see. Or will Cambridge finish with a win, get into the playoffs at 6-4 in a rebuilding year that Jay Coleman has done a really nice job with injuries and a tough part of the schedule, the first three games of the year all in a row? And that's a good point. You don't mind playing those teams if it's spread out, but three in a row right out of the gate, that's tough. That is tough. And then finally, North Carolina. Folks, I'm just really, really hoping that this team fulfills all the potential that they have in the playoffs. We assume they win next week against Colonel. I'm just hoping that when it all is said and done, that if they lose, that it's because the other team just had better talent, not because they didn't come to play or not because of a bad call by the refs or maybe a poor play calling or whatever it ends up being. I just hope that we see the full potential reached by this team in the playoffs. And I have no reason to believe that we won't, based on what we've seen this year and what the coaching staff did 2 years ago with that team. But folks, this North Carolina team is something special. And I really hope that we can see them all the way to the state finals. I really do. It was a neat experience following Queen Anne's back in, what, 08, 09, when they lost. Unfortunately, they lost to Eastern Votech. But I remember being at M&T Bank Stadium with the snow coming down on that Saturday night, how cool it was. And I remember the tailgating going on beforehand, that the parents were out, and they had the grill going, and they had the hot chocolate and the music going, and they were excited about their Lions making the state finals. I really hope we can say the same thing about the Bulldogs. And maybe, just maybe, they end up getting redemption against that Walkersville team that beat them 2 years ago. Walkersville, by the way, defeating Oakdale tonight, right there in that tight 2A West with Damascus, who also won tonight over Seneca Valley. We'll see. All right, that's going to do it. I want to thank my producer, who helps me out during the games, Brooke Posner. Great job, Brooke. Also, Mark Potter, the coach, Dale Beecraft. Thoughts and prayers go out to Glenn Hoop Gibson, who called in earlier tonight at the loss of his wife earlier this week. And we are thinking of you, Coach. And thank you so much for checking in. You didn't have to do that tonight, but you did. We appreciate it. Thanks to all the coaches who checked in and all of you that listened and all the great advertisers as well. We will join Nash Knights Live in progress as we get back to the country music format right here at 94.3 Wings FM. Also want to thank Steve, by the way, and SFMSports.net headquarters. And our continued thoughts and prayers go out to his family as well. And we will talk next week. The War on the Shore. Queen Anne's at 7-2 hosting 7-2 Kent Island. The winner will go to the playoffs. The loser, their season's over with. Going to be a good one. Kickoff at 7. Pregame will be, of course, at 6:45. Mark Potter, the coach, Dale Beecraft, will be on the call once again. Again, you'll have your U.S. Heating and Air pregame show at 6:45 and your Ben Franklin Crafts kickoff at 7. Have yourself a great and safe one. We'll talk to you next Friday. And don't forget, online, check out sfmsports.net. Click on high schools and then click on Overtime Live. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/Overtime Live. Good night.